Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Hello, my name is Mike, and today's show is brought to you by our Amazon page. Please remember to shop at MikeOMaraShow.com/Amazon. It's quite simply the best way to support this show. If you need it, Amazon has it, and you can get it at MikeOMaraShow.com/Amazon. Bookmark it, please.
Available on demand every day in iTunes and the Google Play Store and around the world on MikeOMaraShow.com. What more can we do for you? It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Oscar, this is my finger.
Yes.
And I have it on the pulse of the public. No, it's true. I follow all the trending things. I follow all the trending things in the world of social media, and something
that is true. That is true.
Something blew up huge this weekend, yes. And I think you should know about it because it actually comes from your people, the Mexicans. It's called the Charlie Challenge. Have you heard of it?
I'm not Mexican one, but I have not heard of the Charlie.
All right, we'll go with that today. But the Charlie Challenge is an old Mexican superstition. It's a ritual where you place a pencil on top of another pencil to form a cross.
Ooh.
See? It's Mexican.
And la cucaracha, then, la cucaracha.
That he can find.
Mike not here yet. Still in traffic.
Yeah.
So he'll be here probably for the first break. So if you balance the pencil on top of another pencil and it moves, it actually summons an evil Mexican demon named Charlie.
Whoa.
And he brings an excessively loud dinger with him. So let's balance and see if we can summon Charlie. Now, if the pencil moves, Charlie will come. All right.
I actually used to try this all the time
here
when I was a kid. I could never get it.
It moved!
Whoa!
Hallelujah! Hallelujah! Hallelujah!
Hi. Charlie.
Hello, Rob.
How are you?
Hi, Charlie.
I'm good. Hi, Oscar.
How are you?
Hi, Porter.
Hola.
Hi, Rofo. There he is. My main man. Jesus Christ, it's hot.
It is. It is. It's summertime.
Yep, it is. Isn't summer fun time?
It's summertime fun time.
Yep.
A better hot than Florida?
Huh?
Because you were down there with Mike for some time.
Not a long period of time. I don't stay down there. No, I don't.
Well, didn't he employ
not
you?
Not enough room.
You were employed for some time.
When I come down and I work on certain things, crown molding.
I know that you might. I'm sorry.
It's a crown molding.
I was doing his crown molding, but I screwed it all up.
Oh,
you know?
No. Cut the pieces too short?
All that pesky measuring.
What did I always tell you, Charlie?
What?
Measure twice.
Yes.
Cut once.
I know. Measure twice and never hire foreign.
No, I never.
That's what you told me.
I also said don't mention that.
That's what you told me, though.
That were some of your lessons we learned in New York City.
Mr. Spiewak taught me all sorts of lessons.
Don't. Let's not go into all of them.
So many. Never trust the different.
Oh, God. Hey, I know another job you did for Mr. Mike in Florida. Remember when you trimmed his bushes?
Oh, my God. He came out one day outside.
He come outside one day
and he said, "What's this? It's like a scorched earth policy, Charlie. Get back in your car and go home."
And remember what Mike likes. Mike likes a nice bush.
Yes, he likes a nice bush. He said, "Charlie, I want a landing strip. Nice, narrow landing strip."
Did you understand what he meant?
Yeah, well, he said to me, "Do it this way." And he drew a little diagram. And then he looked at me and he said, "Mr. Charlie, just enough to see the pink." And he went back inside. I didn't know what it meant.
I'm sure I don't understand.
Yeah, that's right.
So now that you're back up north, are you living in Hyattsville?
Living in Hyattsville. Listen to my favorite show, The Junkies, every single day. I love that.
You got a message
for them? But you know
what's
the point? Yeah. EB, come back from vacation.
Oh, is he on holiday?
He's always on holiday. Always one of them guys.
Yeah, well, they rotate.
Cakes practically lives on vacation. It's just not fair, you know?
Do you remember what
Hello,
Cakes...
Hello, Lurch Papa!
I know Cakes was always your favorite because of where he used to work.
Yes, absolutely. He used to work at... Where did
Toys
he work?
Toys R Us.
Oh, that's right. Toys R Us. Thank you.
Remember?
Sorry I didn't pick up that cue.
I know.
Still married. I didn't remember that. Okay. Thanks, though. Yeah. Right, a little deeper than I wanted to go into the whole junkie thing.
Well, I know, Charlie, you love the junkies.
Oh,
and,
I do.
And
I
all
do.
The DC
Especially,
radio.
The number one, though, is JP. Yes. He's a lawyer.
Yes, he
yes,
is.
He is.
And, and he was a boxer.
Yes, he was. I got his book.
Do you read it?
Can't read.
That's right. Do you have anyone read it to you?
Yeah, I have my brother Matthew read it to me.
Matthew?
Before he passed?
That was a mistake. He did now.
I believe he is. Didn't he die in a fire?
Yes, he did.
While reading the book?
While reading the book. Yep.
We really should write some of these details down.
Well, he was in a wheelchair for a good long time. Yeah. And then I told that joke about him. You know, what's black and sits at the top of the stairs?
That's right.
Matthew after a house fire.
Actually, Charlie, it's,
there you go.
It's coming back to me now.
That's not good. Too soon.
It was, remember, I think we lost him at the orphanage, which was Our Lady.
No, we didn't lose him at the orphanage, Rob. We lost him in the row house.
Oh, that's right.
Come on.
But there was a fire.
Well, we lost a lot of young ones at the orphanage.
Because of the mulch fire.
Yes, the mulch fire. Too close to the back. And some sort of chemical, what's a mazoozy,
right,
that caused some smoke and then eventually combustion.
We learned that Roundup not only has killed all the bees, mm-hmm, but it would burn down the Our Lady.
What draws you to flames?
Flames. I'm not drawn to flames, but I do have the Charlie message for today.
Oh, this is the Charlie message.
You can't beat that combustion engine. All right. Anyway, I'm really glad to be here.
So
it's nice to be here. The Charlie game.
Yeah, you're a demon.
Bueno. El Diablo.
Hey, you know, Oscar speaks Spanish.
Buenos días.
Hablo español.
¿Cómo está usted?
Estoy bien. ¿Cómo estás, Charlie?
Me llamo Charlie, te llamo Oscar.
Oscar, sí.
Te llamo Pony, te llamo Rofa, te llamo Rob.
Bueno.
El Diablo! Yes, hello.
How did you get the job of a Mexican demon?
I got a job because I went in auditions when I was living out in San Diego. And they said, yeah, for the Charlie game, we want people that are devil-like. And, you know, I can make my devil face, okay?
Do it.
All right, take some time.
All right.
I'll look into the camera. These are just for the people that stream us live.
Do you have streaming software that you can watch the show?
What? All right, here we go.
Devil face.
I can't hold it. I can't.
Looks like you're constipated.
Yeah, it looks like you're straining at stool.
Okay, hold on.
Okay.
Tougher.
Yo quiero Taco Bell.
El Diablo.
El Diablo. The Charlie game.
You sold it.
Thank you.
So that was all you needed for audition? They didn't have you read any sides?
Yeah, sides?
You know, script.
What's a side?
That's like a page of a
no,
script.
No, I know what a side is.
What's that?
Baked potato, french fries,
no,
carrots, broccoli.
No. When they
That's
hand
what
you
a side is.
They hand you a script. It's called a side.
No, Rob.
No?
No, a side is when you go into a restaurant and you have the regular food.
Right.
Like a Salisbury steak.
Your favorite?
And the side would be mashed potatoes or peas. That's a side, Rob,
all
not
right.
A script. A script, as we established on the show, is a prescription.
All right, what about, did they give you words that you tried to read?
What?
Okay. How about, did they have you improvise?
Yes.
They did?
Uh-huh.
Can we do an improv here?
Yeah, sure.
Okay.
All right.
Who did you improv with? No. Sit down. That's not what I meant.
I thought you wanted to look at the balls.
No, improvise.
Improvise means show the balls.
No. Is that what they told you at the audition?
When I was in Los Angeles, that's what it meant.
He might have been auditioning in the Valley.
You know what the guy said when I did it, too?
What?
He looked at me and he said, winner!
Now, did they have you make up a scene with another actor?
Yes, they did.
Okay, do you remember the other actor?
Cheech Marin.
You were working with Cheech Marin.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so how did that... I'll
he didn't like me.
Why not?
Said I smelled like asparagus. Just tell him the truth. I'm not saying nothing. Am I right, fellas? I don't know what that means, but it makes me laugh when you say it.
It's a catchphrase.
Am I right, ladies?
Now, let's talk
Sarah Palin is box.
Oh, Charlie.
That's, politics, Charlie.
Are you ready to get political?
What?
Are you ready to get political?
I don't know much about that.
All right, what if I give you the name of some politicians? You tell me what you think of them.
Okay, I've read some of those things.
All right, what about Barack Obama?
He was he's the president.
Mm-hmm. That's right. What about Mr. Joe Biden?
Who?
Joe Biden, the vice president.
Yes.
All right, let's get back to asparagus.
All right.
When you eat asparagus, and do you, that's a side.
This is a nice studio. I heard a horn. Car horn. Yes. Beep, beep. Beep, beep. Oh, freak out. Beep, beep.
That's Donna Summer.
Donna Summer. Oh, yeah. She's no longer with us.
And you had nothing to
She's
do with that.
She's doing the disco underground. Whoa, in the cemetery. Whoa, in the cemetery. Cemetery, cemetery. Someone left a corpse out in the rain.
Oh, she had that other
and
song,
I
too.
And I don't think that I can make it. Well, you can't make it. You're dead.
Yeah, the other song was dead too girls.
Dead girls. Jolly doing dead Donna Summer jokes. Wow.
Maybe a little too soon.
Yeah, a little too soon.
All right, let's get back to something we all can relate to.
I've always thought, if you can't make fun of death, what's the point?
That's true, Charlie.
Thank you.
Very deep.
El Diablo.
So are you making money doing being the demon?
No. Same as always. I just take odd jobs. You know, we live hand to mouth. I live in various places. Live in garages, under cars, places like that.
Under cars?
Yes, under cars.
It's dangerous.
That is very dangerous.
Hold on just a second. It's time for a Charlie shout-out. Okay. Charlie shout-out. Hi, Stephanie Matulich.
That's really sweet of you.
Thank you. And you know what? As like the spotlight listeners all the time.
As the kids say nowadays, that was rather random.
Yes, just random. I got another one. Want another one?
Please. I think I do.
Hey, Stephen Douglas McIntyre, your hand's not supposed to go there.
Hey, have you ever slept under his car?
Yes, I have.
What's that like?
A 1967 Toro.
Toro?
Yeah, I don't know what kind of car. He said it was a Toro.
Well, that's like a lawnmower.
Look more like a Pinto to me.
It might be an off-market.
Might have been a riding lawnmower. I don't know. Hard to tell. I was in his garage. It was dark. And it smelled like death.
When you were in the garage, did he leave the car running?
No. I just stayed out there with all sundry things out in his shed.
Oh, he called it his shed.
Yeah, he has his shed. He called it his apple shed.
Now, were you alone, or were there other people out there?
There were other people, but I'm not sure they were conscious.
Did they give the impression?
They didn't give an impression, Rob. They were unconscious.
But when you looked at them, did you feel that they were perhaps very sensitive to daylight?
They seemed very pale.
Yeah, they don't see a lot of outside. Yeah.
Looks like a scene out of the movie Hostel.
Oh, that's not good. Mm-hmm,
that's a good movie.
Hey, you could audition for that.
Yeah, I'd be great in that. I'd love to be one of those guys. Hey, Power Drill, El Diablo. Ah, man. This is a stream of consciousness we've ever done, Charlie, before.
Well, I know that you have a lot to do this weekend. Not only do you have to be the demon, but your big movie's coming out that you're excited about.
Yeah.
Spy.
Yep. Oh, time for a Charlie song.
Charlie song.
Yep. 1-800-TRIP-AFFLECK. 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 TRIP-AFFLECK, I'll call you.
Now, if we dial number, what do we get?
Huh?
What do we get if we dial 1-800-TRIP-AFFLECK?
I do that, too. I do the voice on the other side.
All right, let's pretend.
You got to make a ringer sound, and I'll be the end of 1-800-TRIP-AFFLECK.
Okay.
Hello, I'm Trip Affleck, and I'm smarter than the world.
Thank you.
So this weekend,
yes,
you excited about the Melissa McCarthy movie Spy?
I am, and I'm going with my number one movie guy.
Who's that?
Drab T-shirt. He is so funny. He's the funniest. That's what he told me. He said, "I'm funnier than all of them, Charlie. Just remember that." And then he elbows me.
A lot of producers say that.
Buys me double milk duds. Double.
Double.
Double. Double. That means two. That means two. Drab teacher buys me double milk duds.
Do you get anything to drink?
He produces two shows.
What shows?
Go figure.
What shows does he produce?
He produces the Bode show. Yeah.
And what is
Big
that?
Big O and Dukes.
Big O and Dukes. Thank that's you. With Oscar, his other show.
Oh, that's right.
And he produces the Junkie show.
Now, I know you listen to the Junkie show. Do you ever listen to Bode?
And he's in love.
Oh, he is? In love, yeah.
With a very young girl.
Yeah. How young?
Mm-hmm. Huh?
How young?
Well, not Michael Murray young.
Too young. She's still too young.
Yeah, still too young, though. Yeah. Drab is how old? I always forget,
he's
Oscar.
Oscar. 31.
31.
Yeah. 30 wonderful.
That's right. And his girlfriend, this is the kicker.
Yes.
His girlfriend is 11.
Oh, no.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. You can listen to the Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomarashow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
We had a little debate on the conference call with New York about you. We were wondering whether or not you would be good for on camera.
What'd you decide?
They decided that they like you and they would like to put you on camera.
Really?
I know, I was so surprised too.
Oh my God, this is the best news ever. Thank you so much. This is great.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
I'll take that smile as a yes, I'll do it.
Absolutely. I'm so excited. Oh my God.
It's a lot of work. Can't wait to see what happens. It's going to be tough. Tough job.
About the work, most immediately, there's going to be some things that you're going to be able to get that okay. other people in the office don't get. One of them, gym membership.
Hey, you want me to lose weight?
No, I don't want you to lose weight.
No, we can't legally ask you to do that.
We didn't say lose weight. I might say tighten.
Tight.
Tighter.
Just like toned and smaller.
Don't make everything smaller. I don't want to generalize that way. Tighter.
We don't want you to lose weight. We just want you to be healthy.
Okay.
You know, by eating less. We would just like it if you go home and step on a scale and write down how much you weigh and subtract it by like 20.
20.
And then weigh that much.
Just remember, you've got it here, you've got it here, and everybody's gonna see you here.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. Mike O'Mara, Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana.
And now, from his office chair, here's Mike.
We are all coming to you live from the Cappy Fiverr Studio in the heart of our nation's capital, Washington, D.C. This is the Mike O'Mara Show. We are on the air online worldwide. The Mike O'Mara Show, a daily radio show and podcast with the greatest listeners on the planet because they get it. And if you're here, you do too. Always great when we're all in the same room together. Or is it? We'll ask that question a little later on in the program. Today's show brought to you by our good friends at Cameron Hughes. They find the premium wine that you love, and you have been responding to this like nobody's business. We're so happy that you love your Cameron Hughes wine. For those of you that don't know what I'm talking about, Cameron Hughes is a company that finds premium vineyards that have a little extra of their best wines. Then they buy those extra bottles and sell them direct to customers. Cameron Hughes allows you to drink the exact same wine that you'd find at expensive high-end wineries, but you're paying a lot less, and our listeners have loved it. I recently drank Lot 446. That is a 2013 Spanish Garnacha. That's made from 40 to 60-year-old bush vines. They are delicious grapes. Heritage grapes, yeah. Wonderful grapes. This stuff is too good to pass up. With a nose of cherry and raspberry and a hint of white pepper, it has a fruity but dry palate. I loved it. You will, too. Or you can get on your phone again. It's driving me nuts. But anyway, it pairs great with food. You know, wow, is he like that every day? Pairs great with food, wonderful by itself, and it's only $10 for TMOS listeners. Lot 446 is perfect for graduations, college, of course, summer barbecues, and save for dad now. Father's Day is coming. Pick up a case. Use the code TMOS, and you'll get Lot 446 for $10 and free shipping. Free shipping!
That wine is heavy. It costs a lot to mail it.
If you want to buy a case of wine and you get the free shipping, that's worth it right
it
there.
Is.
Here's the only way to get free shipping in this amazing Garnacha for $10. Visit chwine.com, click on the microphone in the upper left and enter TMOS. That's chwine.com. Click the mic and enter TMOS. You need to try this wine. It's amazing, but it's going fast. chwine.com.
Woo! Love them. Thank
Oscar,
you.
Oscar,
yes.
Oscar. How
yes,
are
Mike.
You, Oscar?
I'm great.
You preoccupied, Oscar.
Well, no, I was actually, if you want to know.
Well, I like, no, I don't, what I don't, I'm not in the studio, so, no, what I don't give a rat's ass, I hate it when anybody's on their phone at dinner, much less when
yes.
we're doing a radio show.
Well, Mike,
show,
it's so 2015, we got to communicate multiple ways.
I understand that, but it drives me nuts.
Well, it's better than 10 years ago when you would actually make the call.
Well,
at least now he's just texting.
It's the nature of what we do. You know, even though this is a podcast, if you're watching, let's use the television show as an example, because you would see...
All right, Gomer Pyle.
Gomer Pyle. He's not texting.
No, he's
not.
Bill Maher.
is he still
alive? Bill Maher is not texting during his show. You know, they hide it better.
It's what's behind the camera. There are a billion people walking around, communicating, telling people what needs to be done.
What do we need to communicate about?
Nothing. I was going to suggest to Rofo that when we have a highlighted lot number, that we put the graphic up on Ustream. I just had that thought.
And I think that's amazing. Yes. And jot it down and tell him after the show.
I could write it down on a piece of paper. That would distract you as well.
No, I think, you know, if it's just, you know, when you, this is it. This is, where's my phone? Hold on. I'll show you this. Okay. So you're starting the show.
Yes.
As the host of the show.
Yes.
When last I checked, I was hosting this show. Mm-hmm. And I'm in the studio. And if someone is going like this. It's just it to me is just like if somebody was doing it at dinner. That's what I mean. Am I making sense?
No, but you are. But there are.
Do you do that on all your shows? Do you do that? Well, you don't do the one on the ones that you're the instrumental.
When I'm hosting Big O and Dukes, when Drav's on his phone or Zohan's on his phone, they're going back and forth. I'm hoping they're communicating about the show. That's what I'm like, good. Something's getting fixed or something's getting addressed.
So you don't get distracted when somebody's doing that.
No, I actually hope they're doing something right. When somebody's doing that, when we go to a break.
You got to fix his microphone, too.
When we go to a break, I actually ask them if everything's okay.
Really?
Because I want to make sure everything's
working.
Well,
I've seen you talk during when I'm on camera, and then I'll immediately say, what's going on? And you'll say, we were just talking about this, and you know I get distracted that way because I have that kind of attention deficit disorder.
So I don't know how to communicate then. If I can't talk and I can't text, what am I supposed to do?
Communicate on the show. Now, that's what I do. If there's an issue, I say, like, with your microphone. I could have gone... You know, Rob, make sure.
What would I have done? What
would I have done?
You would have texted me.
I would have texted him.
And I wouldn't have seen it.
Because I don't see a phone anywhere near you.
It's right here.
It's right there, but you're not going to pay any attention to it.
Well, if it lights up, I will see it.
Or I draw your attention to it.
Yes,
I'll pick up my phone and have him look at his phone.
Now, I've also seen some of the younger men that do these shows, and they have laptops in front of them.
Yes, as you do.
And I do that. I do the laptop thing. So
I can text them on the laptop, but I think that would be even more distracting because it looks like I'm typing.
All right, anyway. So,
you know what?
I'm over that. I'm over that for today.
I think the takeaway here is that it needs to be minimized.
I think
sometimes it's necessary.
Oscar, it's just my jealousy that he comes walking in here at 1 minute before 10, and I've been up since 6:30 driving in traffic. That just makes me angry.
Well, that's the last
that
you'll ever have to deal with it.
What's that?
This is the last that you'll ever have to do that.
The last time. Yeah. Well, I was
as a rule, Mike, you've got a pretty good commute yourself.
Yes, you walk right into your living room.
Well, no. Yeah. We. God. And have you reminded me of that? Not this week. Jesus Christ. God, I wish you weren't so generous. Prick. But anyway, not 100% sure about that. I'm not sure. First of all, there are certain things that will not change. At least minimum of twice a year, I will be here probably for the week.
Yeah.
And we already have
a date set at the end of the, you know, the
I want
end of
to address,
summer too.
I want to address that because there's a lot to get to. But let me start with the commute since it's the drumbeat that I have that I can't stop beating. And I will tell you, the first day, leave the house. We start taping at 10 a.m. Yes. Eastern time.
That is our base time. Sometimes we're earlier. Yes. Sometimes we're later if it's prearranged. But we always shoot for a 10 a.m. start.
First day, I leave the house 7 a.m. sharp and 2.5 hours to get here. And I'm really out of sorts because it's just I can handle an hour and a half. I can handle an hour and 15 minutes even better. But it's 2.5 hours to get it. So the next day I leave half an hour later saying I'll leave a half hour later and see maybe if
the
there's
traffic
that little
thin.
Window because it's so solid. It starts at 4:30 in the morning and goes till noon. And then the return commute starts at 12:45.
Mm-hmm.
That is literally the reality of Washington, D.C. Yep. It's the way it happens here. So next day, half hour, it's 2 hours and 40 minutes. You all saw the way I came into the studio yesterday. After the 2.5 hour mark, it was untenable for me. Psychologically, it destroyed me.
It really was nuts. Yeah.
So this morning, I go the other direction. I leave the house at 6:30, and I made it here in an hour and a half, but I still cheated.
Now, you keep saying this, and you won't tell us.
This is how you cheat.
Because it seems to me that without, like, employing a drone or a helicopter or something, how do you cheat in traffic?
Do you take White's Ferry?
No, there's only one way to cheat, and lots of people probably do it. This is the route that I take in. So it takes me 1.5 hour to go 5 miles.
Okay, 30 minutes.
So 5 miles to get from where my mother-in-law, I was going to hit the ding. Where my mother-in-law lives to get to 234 in Manassas. This is for local D.C. people. You're going to understand what I'm talking about. That is a main artery through the middle. It's the commercial district of Manassas, exactly. Virginia. It's right off of Route 66, and I'm crawling along Route 66. Then it frees up a little bit.
Sure.
And I'm looking at the time. Then I get
and
to...
You get, and you're you like me when it frees up. Do you always, no matter how many times you've been hit on the head with the frying
yes.
pan, there's optimism.
Yeah, you say, hey.
Hey.
All right, well,
today's
maybe,
the day.
Maybe there's some sort of federal.
That's
and
right.
So,
kids are out of school.
So I get to... At this point, I get to 28, and it's starting to gum up again. I said, well, I'll bail off at 28.
28's
well,
another main artery.
The world is bailing out on, and I said, I'm not doing that. I'll just tough it out all the way to the Beltway. Then I get to the Fairfax County Parkway. Mm-hmm. And I say to myself, ooh, the Fairfax County Parkway. And by the way, for those of you listening around the country, I really apologize, but you all have these shite roads where you live, and you know what I'm talking about. Everybody's got
and
traffic
when you hear,
in a major metropolitan area.
As a disinterested observer around
yes.
the country, when you hear the phrase Fairfax County Parkway,
yes.
you're probably imagining like, oh, I don't know.
Shrubs.
The New Jersey Parkway.
Yeah, beautiful.
I mean, yeah,
he's going to zoom.
Yeah, yeah. It's going to be 9 open
but,
lanes, but it's four-lane road. It's
I'm
nothing.
I'm looking about a mile. The one thing about the Fairfax County Parkway on Route 66. Everybody that's driven this knows that. You can look ahead and you can see almost like half a mile ahead of you.
Sure.
And I'm seeing the brake lights. I'm like, that's just going to be a quagmire. I'm going to take the parkway. So I hop off on the parkway and it's like steady. And
at what speed?
Probably between 45 and 55.
Okay.
Not bad at all. And I'm zooming. I'm going to take that down to the Dulles Toll Road. So many of these little, the Dulles Toll Road, Fairfax County Parkway. It's just these
would,
little bitty
would
roads.
Would the Greenway be faster for you?
No, no. I can't get it. Get to what drive out to Leesburg, which is 40 minutes
I
away,
that's
to
where
take
your
a right hand turn.
Lived.
No, she used to live out there.
Okay, where has she moved?
Manassas.
Why would people do that?
Because
everybody I know keeps going back to Manassas.
No, her job. She
why?
Works, she works where Carly used to work.
Oh, I didn't know that.
So she's 2 minutes from work. So that's why she lives there. That's why she lives there right
so
now.
So you've been staying in Manassas?
Yes.
You poor man.
That's the whole
what show
point.
Do you listen to?
Yeah, tune in sometime and you'll understand.
I always knew
it.
That. I always felt like she lived in Leesburg.
Well, she lived in Leesburg.
Yes.
Yeah.
No, no.
I thought
to
she
live
upgraded
in
to the 2-bedroom in
but
Leesburg.
But I talked about commuting in from Manassas for the entire week. I've been talking about
I thought you were coming in from Leesburg.
Mike, and last time too, to be fair.
There wasn't a lot of talking.
Okay. So anyway.
There's a lot of grunting.
So I know. So I'm driving in and
there was very, very enthusiastic talking.
Yes, there was. All right. You. All right, let's take a break. I'll come back and I'll tell you how I cheated. And,
yeah,
I can't wait to hear this.
Took my life in my hands. No, I didn't. We'll
oh,
take a break.
No.
Come back with more. This is the Mike O'Mara Show, everybody.
Hi, I'm Tony Perkins.
Hi, I'm Gary Stein.
Listen, when you're not listening to us or the fabulous Mike O'Mara Show, you should check out Rob and Joe.
Why?
Because, Gary, they're great, they're funny, they're comedians, great insight.
Does it involve cake?
No, that's another show. You're so confused.
Oh, wow.
Rob and Joe, check them out. They're lots of fun, part of the More Broadcasting Experience.
Yeah, the show's real good.
For more information, visit us at morebroadcasting.com.
I like the music.
Very nice. Good. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by Harry's. Mr. Big Shot.
Hey, Mr. Big Shot.
We've told you, you have to stop overpaying for lousy big-name razors. You can save while you shave. All you need is Harry's. Harry's putting nearly a century of shaving experience into each blade for a superior shave every time. Great thing about Sherry's. Harry's.
Harry's.
Not Sherry's berries.
No, but I share the blades with you.
Yes, I know. Harry's.
Harry's.
Harry's, the thing that's great about Harry's, not only do you get really half price, you're getting your blades for half the price of the big name blades, but the fact is they are also the best quality razors I have ever used in my life.
And beyond that, I can subscribe, and I have. Every month, yeah. I get blades and shaving cream brought right to my
Can't
house.
Go wrong.
It's the best.
Average saver, you save $300 a year on blades. Why not cut that in half? I mean, you spend $300 a year, so how do you like to spend $150?
That's right.
You can do that with Harry's. You get $5 off your first purchase with our code TMOS. That means the starter set is only $10. You get the razors, 3 blades, and a bottle of shaving cream all sent straight to your door with no middleman and free shipping. As always, your satisfaction is 100% guaranteed or your money back. Go to harrys.com right now. Enter the code TMOS at checkout for $5 off your first order of a starter set, and I am hearing myself bounce bouncing all over the room. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
Yeah, I wish we could fix that one day. That's right. The code is TMOSHARRYS.com. And the TMOS code at checkout and change the way you shave forever. Welcome back to the show. So I was talking about the cheat.
Yes.
Cruising down Fairfax County Parkway. I get to the Dulles Toll Road. It's moving. It's moving, moving, moving. Everything's going fine. I'm very, very happy about that. And I finally get to the Beltway. And that's where I have been so spoiled for the first time that I am making a commute. I am at the 1 hour mark of my commute and I'm feeling optimistic. But the Beltway in both directions, it's probably a 2 mile backup. And I know that in order for to just accomplish what I set out to accomplish, I am going to have to defy law. I am going to have to break the law. And that is, I am going to have to use Route 66 going eastbound, the empty road where the only people that get to use it are the HOV,
high occupancy vehicles.
And I've been on this drill before, but I said to myself, you have a Florida license plate. You'll be able to play dumb if you do get pulled over. And, you know, and
it's like you were one of the top rated names in radio in this city for over 20 years.
That's not going to matter. They're not going to know. But I know that when I do this, when I make this move, that I have to be on that road for a very brief amount of time because I am running the gauntlet. Because the wonderful, just delightful state of Virginia has utilized their manpower to put state troopers everywhere.
Yep.
Why? To help with traffic, to help people get along their way, to assist with the disabled motor. No, just to F with commuters
and people
that might
know.
Be late for an important, like, life-changing meeting, so they're violating your little HOV suck lanes to go in to D.C.
Route 66, like the Beltway, was inadequate about 18 months after it was built.
Right.
But it is a big highway that connects the District of Columbia. I think it goes out to I-81, doesn't it? Isn't that where it ends?
I believe so.
It is a long strip of road, but once you get inside the Beltway, it's HOV. You have to have at least two people in your car.
High-occupancy vehicle.
Until 9 a.m., and you know what I love.
Yeah, and it's not, you're taking a major artery and you're just saying,
shutting it down. And I love the people that get to, and I see them every day, at about 8:45, they're pulled off on the shoulder, waiting for 9 o'clock.
Waiting for 9 o'clock to happen.
$500
yeah, but
ticket.
You know what? When you're on a road where the speed limit is 65 miles an hour, and you say, well,
smart.
I think I'm just going to wait on the shoulder here, not bright.
And you know what? I'm not putting any blame on anybody for anything, because the fact is, if you get the $500 ticket, you know you're going to get it, and I knew I was probably going to get it, and I said, I'm only going to go as far as Arlington. I'm going to hop off right away.
Sure.
And I made it. And I made it
good
with
man.
A cop.
Yeah.
A cop had somebody pulled over right there, and I went by. It's like,
well, that guy was he pulled over for being one guy? Did you notice?
I didn't notice. I just saw the blue lights, and I was terrified. So I did that.
Did you put a hat on your hand and put your hand in the driver's seat?
I'm his coworker.
Passenger.
I'm Ken Brockman, his coworker.
It's all right if you have two people in your car. All right? It's all right.
Yeah, and so I cheated. I didn't even make it. If I had not cheated, it would have been 2.5 hours.
Again. I've done it.
And it's just, it is what it is. I talk about it all the time, but I made it in and then got to the building here at 8 o'clock in the morning and had it all to myself. Even stopped and got bagels for the whole team.
Nice
beautiful.
Guy.
You
and
bought us a baker's dozen of bagels.
Yeah, ate about 9 of them myself, but the fact is, I got here and
were you able to get into the studio?
Really nice. I wasn't able to get in.
So I hung out in the conference room,
which I was. I knew I'd probably have a locked door, but it was great to do that. And this is a pretty easy building. We have not only our studio, but we are able to use the conference room out there.
Mm-hmm.
Now, is that room out there? Is that used ever
conference
at
space.
All?
Yeah, huh? They have meetings there.
They have meetings there, but not often, right?
No, not often.
We can get out there and use our little conference area. And then I followed everybody as they popped in. We had Pony arrive.
Pony.
And then Rofo arrived.
Rob Ford, kind enough to take the last legal parking space in town.
Yeah, well, but you know, you shuffle your
Snooze,
feet,
you lose
your seat, you know. And then Rob Spiewak arrived. And then 16 seconds before airtime, Little Lord Fauntleroy arrived. And he will forever be that. Nothing will ever change. I get, but it's the guy that lives closest that doesn't sweat it. Like,
well,
you don't sweat
it.
You know?
Exactly.
So you don't have to sweat it.
You
you don't have, because you live around the corner, right?
That's true.
The studio is your, this is your studio, yes, basically, right?
But I'm here more often than others as I'm fixing things, tinkering with things.
When
so
you're,
I have to live
when
close.
You're, when the guys are back home at their different domiciles, yes, you will pop down from
or
your
stay,
apartment or your condo. Yeah. And you
that's
will,
the double-edged sword. If
right.
there's something wrong with the studio, you're the guy that's got to fix it.
And you
it.
Are great about that. Yes. You do take care of that stuff. So that's
yeah,
good.
Yeah, I just, but, you know, if I was coming in here every day, it would be just tremendous resentment.
Yeah, 3 days.
Maybe the same kind you felt for me when you would come out to Manassas and I would, like, walk downstairs.
In a robe.
I didn't feel resentment
like when
for you.
When you got, you didn't?
No.
No, you're not like me. Anyway.
But for a long time, you were in Manassas anyway. That was for a long time.
I just drive lunch for lunch and come over and hang out.
And you know what? For me, it wasn't.
Oh, that's
a bad
right,
because
you were working out there when we started. I forgot that. Yeah. God, I forgot the history.
40.
Of the
it
show.
Was usually 42 minutes. It was, and but you know what? There was never any traffic because of the route and the time.
It is. It's just not. I
45 minutes is a short commute in this city.
It is truly a short commute, and the anger and the last thing I will say on this, and then I will put it to bed because I'm sure for
until
people,
October.
I'll try. No, I'm going to be down here. I'm going to really.
That's true. I forgot.
I'm making a real pitch for the family, although Carla likes to see her mom and hang out there. I'm making a real pitch for being downtown the next time I do this.
And it
just,
makes sense.
Hanging out, getting the feel for the city and doing that type of thing. But the one last thing that I wanted to take regarding commuting, and I got one guy today that I kind of chopped off going into another lane. Mm-hmm. And, you know, he got, it's happened to me 9 or 10 times, and it happens to everybody, that they're an inch off your bumper and they're tailgating. I am really, really surprised that we do not get more road rage incidents in this area, just on the sheer volume of traffic.
The guy
it
who killed another man just in Fairfax, just the last year, you remember, he punched him. They pulled over, he road rage, he punched him, and he
killed
him. The back of his head, and then he died.
Brain damage, brain swelling, and
the guy was
he
like
died.
A pastor, if I'm not mistaken.
To be honest with you, with the volume and the sheer numbers, I'm surprised it doesn't happen 10 times a week. And I really don't understand.
I take a very convoluted route in most times.
Right.
It's usually I sneak in on what is called Chain Bridge, and then go through by the reservoir. And there are long stretches where if someone doesn't let you in, you're not going to make your turn.
Right.
You just won't get a chance to make it.
Right.
And I'm always very, very, sometimes you have to be a little assertive when there's this much space to get through. And I wave.
How do you handle that?
I wave and I smile.
Because you're not an assertive guy.
I
mean, no, you're not.
You
you're
see
not,
the way he drives?
But you're not, and you drive.
He's a cool,
like,
cool, calm, collected.
You drive. You must have a tough time with that, I would
it's,
imagine.
It's lousy. It's lousy. And what's really bad.
You don't want confrontation of any kind.
And you got, there is that one turn is on MacArthur Boulevard by the reservoir. If you
someone
don't,
left a cake out in the rain. There's Donna Summer again. My God.
But if you don't nudge in, you're not going to make it. And you know what? If I come in on Spring Hill Road, that's another way you have to nudge in. And if there's not through the courtesy of others, you're not going to make it.
Is it. Maybe it's my personality. I have no problem with that at all. Because it's just like, I don't care. I just go, deal with it. Deal with it. Hit me.
Hit me.
You want to be 2 hours late? You know, go ahead.
Hit me.
No problem at all.
Also, think about this. I think it's important that you, the way that you've been commuting for the last 3 days.
Yes.
Really, I think struck a chord with the listeners. I saw even on Facebook, people said, thank you for talking about that.
Really?
Like,
so people don't
pain.
Mind me talking.
Yes.
See, I don't know why.
They
didn't
highlight that you've only been doing this for 2 days as of yesterday.
Right, right.
But they highlighted that.
But they
also understood.
What if he did it for a year and a half? What if he did it for 15 years, a big fat dick?
Yeah, and you know what? What you have to imagine are
I did it for 20 years, by the way. If anybody's keeping track,
yes,
I did it for 20 plus
but
years.
But can you imagine the government worker that started driving downtown, say, in 1975?
Right.
And now, 40 years later, they're on the brink of retirement, but they've seen how bad it's gotten?
Mm-hmm.
And you mentioned
would
this
would you like
yesterday.
To know my commute back in the day?
Yeah.
Back in the day, when Don and I did the morning show at WAVA, my commute every day was from the eastern shore of Maryland over the Chesapeake Bay Bridge to the studios in Arlington, Virginia.
And you didn't mind it then?
I did it.
No
I
traffic,
would be,
though.
There would be no traffic, but I would do it. I remember in those days, I couldn't have done that today because I gave myself much less time to arrive at the studio at about 5:15.
For a 5:30 call,
for
essentially, 5:30, right?
I'd get up at 3:30, and then I'd hit on my way, and that was when I had a coffee addiction. that was like none you would ever see. I would get
Do you
two,
think that's why you get migraines
It
now?
Might have been. Who knows? I got two 16-ounce cups Whoa. Of coffee
wow.
at the 7-Eleven over the Bay Bridge in Annapolis.
Right.
I would get that. That would get me all the way, and I would get another one when I would get to the studio. That would be three 16-ounce cups of coffee before showtime.
But it's a morning zoo, everybody. Hey. How you doing? If you're not going to do cocaine, you're going to do this. You're going to do this right now. It's going to be fantastic. There's still people that make that commute. There's still people that do that.
When I first started, like one of my first jobs as an intern was I had to go get you when you lived in Annapolis by the windmill, the Red Hot and Blue.
God, what a horrible job that was. You had to drive all the way out there. I remember that, right? You take me home more often than not, right?
Yeah, but no, the first time I ever spent any one-on-one time with you. No, but he did buy me dinner. And he was ready for me
How
to leave.
How did that, what was the reason for that?
That was your first flare-up of your colitis.
Okay, no, it's diverticulitis.
Diverticulitis, forget it. Colitis would be me.
Get my intestinal problems right.
So I left from Manassas, drove to Annapolis, got you, came back, did the show, then drove you home, and then came back.
Because I was not supposed to drive?
I think so.
I could do a radio show?
But I was there thinking...
Squeeze the last amount of blood out of that turnip, everybody.
I was really thinking, he does this... every day.
Yeah.
And I couldn't believe that drive.
But you were
time.
Also excited. Did you smell the seat?
Oh, I did. I did. And Mike said, I tried my best to keep it in my pants, but yeah, I was thrilled out of my mind.
When we did the bit live for the live show, we went to my house in Annapolis.
That's
where
right.
I was. I lived over half an hour further than that. When I used to do the morning show.
Wow.
The Eastern Shore of Maryland, and that's how much coffee I would drink. And I think maybe it would be two, and then a third one when I get to the studio, and then probably one more before the show is over. That would be a total of four 16-ounce cups of coffee.
The coffee, the three cups, cartoon-sized cups of coffee, help right. with your diverticulitis?
That's why my intestines were in shreds by the time
but
it was
But it's nice.
Over.
He was able to get to the bathroom with a lot of alertness.
So last word on this. Yes. I will say this to all of you that make that slog, whether you be in Sacramento, Los Angeles, anywhere in the country, where you have nasty, horrible, dog-ass commutes from my heart to your heart. You have a kindred spirit here, and your family should give you all a big hug in the evening when you get home that you are dealing with that, because that alone is really half the battle. Even getting to work, you know, who cares? No wonder this is not a productive town.
That's right.
I mean, really, you drive 3 hours to work. Who the hell wants to do anything? You know,
hey,
Phil, did you get that project done? I'll do it next week. Okay, yeah. When are you leaving? About 10 minutes to get back home. When you get here? Half an hour ago. All right, good stuff. We'll take a break, come back with more. I'll be talking about the boys and my presence here in the studio.
Okay.
We'll be right back after this. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. We've been telling you a long time about Sleep Number beds, and I love mine. You're going to love yours. On my way up north, where I popped another one in there, my mom has one.
Nice.
I've got one. I've got one in 20 different locations all over the country. You should have one too.
On standby.
Sleep Number stores are the only place where you'll find the Sleep Number bed with Sleep IQ technology. Sleep IQ technology tracks your sleep by using the dual air technology inside the bed. It tells you exactly how to have the best sleep of your life. There's nothing to wear. There's nothing to turn on. All you have to do is sleep. And I want to talk about durability. Anybody that's had mattresses for a long period of time, you know eventually they kind of wear on you.
Of course.
I have not had that experience with my Sleep Number bed. And I've corresponded with many of you that have purchased Sleep Number beds, and you tell me the same thing. They are incredibly durable. They last and last and last. And I think it's because of that dual air technology in the bed.
The construction of it, yeah.
So pick yours up today. My Sleep Number setting is an 85. Carla's is a 65. You can hurry into a Sleep Number store where you can save $500 on a Sleep Number Memorial Day Special Edition bed with Sleep IQ. No better sleep. Find your Sleep Number setting today at any of the 450 Sleep Number stores nationwide. You can find one near you by calling 800-511-0061. Don't forget to tell them that Mike O'Mara said, I hate commuting! And
wouldn't
get
it
yourself
be great
your Sleep Number.
If you could drive in on your Sleep Number mattress.
Oh, boy. Yeah, I remember... You know,
his number would be 100.
Like a flying carpet, but for the modern ages.
Doing the morning show back in the day, fantasizing about my career and thinking about Before we were hired to do afternoons at WJFK, Don and I fancied ourselves a long run in the mornings. And
it was 6 years?
Yeah.
It was roughly nearly six.
Yeah, nearly six years. And we were thinking about, I remember I used to think about Howard, and I read an article one time, I believe this is while we were still doing the morning show, how Howard Stern's contract paid him and gave him a car service into the city. I'm pretty sure that was while we were still competing against him here in Washington, D.C. And I remember fantasizing about where I lived and how incredible it would have been to be either, it was either in Annapolis or on the eastern shore of Maryland, to be picked up by a limo, do all of my show prep in the back of the car, and then close my eyes for 1 hour and arrive at the studio refreshed and ready to
back
go.
Back then, though.
Yeah, never effing happened.
It wouldn't be Wi-Fi. It'd be just like 10 newspapers.
Yeah. We had newspapers.
Oh, you know what?
You know what it was. Can I tell you what it was? It was every disc jockey in America. It was the USA Today.
Was it?
Yeah. There was a period of time where
You would have your driver pick the papers up before he got you.
And they'd be placed on your passenger
side. Now, in fairness to the pampered DJ, the papers were always there when I would get there. But I would pick one up. But, you know, you don't read as you're driving into work. And that was our Bible. We had that. There was probably a prep sheet way back when, it's still around today, called the Electric Weenie.
Sure enough,
that was such a piece of crap.
Oh, I remember a lot of bad
jokes.
You remember
horrible
Radio
jokes.
Star was another
Radio
bad one.
Star was another bad prep
for
service.
For USA Today, did you look at the infographs?
Oh my
course.
God, Mike Beach.
Mike Beach.
Mike Beach, who was a disc jockey, did it like every show.
Hello, darling.
USA Today says most men are probably not happy in the home. Well, and then he'd have a great kicker line. It would be like, Mike Beach, Power 105 WAVA. Most men, USA Today says, indicate that they're not 100% satisfied in the bedroom with their partner. And then you'd hear the pause, and you'd get ready for the hysterical line, and it's like, well, that's pretty tough. Power 105 WAVA. And I'm like, wow. That's so funny. You're so scary funny.
I think I figured out why Mike Beach stayed at WAVA so long. Is everyone just waiting for him to start. They didn't know. What I remember is when I started as an intern was 92, and Radio Star was a prep service that not only would give you the jokes and stuff, but you were required, if you were a member, to submit bit ideas and stuff like that.
Oh, exactly.
Because all the shows were local. So if you'd walked a pet lobster in Cincinnati, someone could walk a pet lobster in Dover, Delaware, and they think you thought of it.
Yes.
But
I'll be driving around doing this. We have a prep service called The Complete Sheet.
And it's the best one.
Pretty much the gold standard for almost all the shows across the country. I'll be I'll have a news story that I'll read in my News You May Not Need. And then later on, I will hear the guy that does news in Fort Myers.
Right.
Have I ever talked to a lot about the Stan and Haney show down there?
No.
I don't even know that you've mentioned it.
Stan and Haney are, here's why I hate them.
Stan and Haney.
This is why I hate these guys.
Classic Rock?
Classic Rock Station.
Sure.
I think they've got like Bubba the Love Sponge in the morning there. They got one of, it's basically, it's rock radio.
That guy.
And then their talk radio is like, it's guy talk with a real redneck end to it.
Sure.
Real kind of under the, a little borderline racial
like
content.
Rock talk?
It's rock talk
rock
when it's kind of like, man, I tell you, those police officers were completely justified.
And then gunshot.
So I've listened to these guys, and back when we were doing afternoons, and I wanted to, and I used to go down there on vacation, and I wanted to have
that. So they've been
affiliate.
On that long?
They have been on 30 years down there.
In
that tiny market of Fort Myers, where they are completely satisfied. And the one guy, Stan, reads his news like this.
Oh, no.
And I'm driving along with my wife, and I look over at my wife, and I said, if I want to do 1 hour and 45 minutes of content and do it in 4 hours, I'll talk like this. this. I got to bring them up. Hold on.
Stan,
do we have trouble for that if we do that? I don't care.
No, I don't think so.
I got to bring them up, okay? Because you got, I'll do YouTube, Stan and Haney, and we'll find it.
Yes.
It's so they. I've been listening to them for years. Been extremely jealous of them for
that
years.
Was the, that
I
was your
that
dream
clear.
Affiliate. I know you
wanted
that, that and you wanted one so your mom could listen.
Right.
Those were really the two that you wanted.
And it's always the one guy knows he's got a radio voice. I swear to God, I don't think that I am. Okay, Jim Belushi in studio with Stan and Haney.
Oh, man.
They'll be laughing, and that won't do
That's
it.
That's magical.
All right.
He's not
now,
afflicted, is he?
Haney throws out the first pitch at Stan and Haney bobblehead night. They're gods down there. They're revered
Stan
down
and
here.
Haney bobblehead night. Right. Of course. Yeah.
All right, hold on. Stan and Haney performing. Oh, see, now they do this shtick. They're performing Every Rose Has Its Thorn live on 96.1.
Right. Do you have just
here we go. Stan and Haney talk about women drivers. Okay. This has got to be the right one. All right, let me see if it works here, okay? I'll see if we've got it.
I hope we don't have to sit through a fishing commercial.
Hello?
Never Hello? Want to.
That was the pause. Hold on.
That's real.
That was the pause.
I thought you were buffering.
That was the pause.
Oh
I did not
God.
Pause it. Hold on.
Start
let
it
me,
from
let me
the
see
front.
If that's it.
And Pony, right. Be quiet.
All right, here we go. Yeah, shut up, Pony. Here we go. Turn it up, Rob. All right, here we go.
Stan and I would never want to hurt a woman driver's feelings.
There
what?
They are.
Does he fancy himself Paul
play,
Harvey?
I don't need to play any more of it. That's how. That's
oh,
how.
Absolutely not.
That's
oh,
the other guy.
Oh, absolutely not.
But facts are facts.
Correct.
Oh, my God.
And I listen to that and go, those bastards, there they are.
Oh, that's the
they
worst.
They got to have naked pictures of the PD's wife.
If you're a syndicated personality who would like a Fort Myers FM rocker affiliate, count on one slot being taken for 43 years.
Mike, when you said that he paused, you didn't pause
you.
Long enough. I thought
thank
your
you
machine
was
buffering.
There we go. That's
I really
thought that
did.
Was dead air. Like the mics broke.
Yeah. That's the
way transmitter
they
went
it.
Down.
And I popped
the
them
board
on.
Got fried.
I popped them on occasionally.
Well, you know what? It's because, you know.
I wouldn't do that to myself. I'd be yelling at the radio the
no,
whole time.
No, you know what's better sometimes than good radio?
He's a big complete sheet guy. But
bad
he'll,
radio.
He'll take the complete sheet and turn it into a 4-hour show.
Bad radio is so much fun when I visit my dad down at the beach. And, you know, and I've got a million things I can listen to in the car.
Mm-hmm.
I listen to whatever the station is in Chincoteague, because they'll do Tradio, and then they'll stop Tradio and they'll do Paul Harvey when Paul Harvey was alive. So I go to their website and they list their station staff by first name. It's that small market. They'll say, who's coming on at 2? Greg. Greg's on at 2. And
I turn up my thing.
Okay, very good.
Between 1988.
Really crank it.
And 2007.
That's a pretty extensive research time period.
The other guy's no slouch.
Yeah, the other guy kind
of once they thing. Took out factors like time of day, weather, and the fact that men drive many more miles on average than a woman.
That's it. That's the show.
Wow.
That is the number one rated afternoon show in Fort Myers.
Well, you know,
I don't know the ratings in Fort Myers, so I'm not sure.
Remember when
I think
Mike
it's
said
one,
one of the reasons he was moving down to Fort Myers is it was a slower pace of life, and I believe that radio show
but they do
sort
that.
Of explains
yeah.
it.
They do that, and you know, and I listen all the time, and I will be honest with you, it happens to me.
Who's
when
the
I,
slow talker? Which one?
I don't know.
Okay.
One of them. and so the guys... When I listen, when I come into Washington, it happens to me. When I'm down there, I'll be driving along, and this will be me listening to this. So I'm driving along.
They found the real result of their data.
And then I'll turn it down, and I'll go. I'll burst into tears.
No.
I'll burst into tears, and I'll go. I just say to myself, what happened?
Mike,
What did I do? What did I really do?
These corporations stop valuing your talent.
Yeah. Yes, this is true. Thank you, Oscar.
And Mike,
that's exactly.
It won't take
that.
Long.
Thank you. Appreciate that,
when
Oscar.
When you head down there and you turn on the FM dial and you'll hear, I have forgotten my Lipitor. Get the paddles.
You don't want to do radio in Fort Myers.
I'd love to do radio
okay,
in Fort
this?
Myers.
Let's say it's possible. You get to do this podcast and get to do an afternoon drive show.
Well... Oscar, that may cramp my style. No, I mean,
You can't have it both ways.
But you can put this podcast
but
on
this
that
podcast
station.
Would be, well, you talk about it with your other radio partner about putting a show on radio, and that they're Big O and Dukes. Are you ready for this bulletin? I'll tell our listeners. Mm-hmm. They are claiming that within 5 years, the Big O and Dukes show is going to be on a radio station. Would you care to talk about that?
Yeah, we had been offered a deal last year.
How the hell? No offense whatsoever.
Yes. No.
How are they offered a gig and we're sitting here doing this incredible magic?
I said,
and
I can't leave the Michael Mara show.
I just don't. I sometimes listen to this, and the only way that you will hear me on radio will be if we are able to take this, like we have in the past,
right,
and put it on a radio station.
We call that the Shamrock principle. In that, so you Mike goes on to the radio with a producer like Jeff Shamrock.
Yeah. You and Chad have been offered
a
radio
spot. In a major, major market.
At what time slot?
Mornings.
Morning drive.
Yes.
In what portion of these United States?
I can't
States?
Talk about anything else. I just can't talk about the details.
All right.
We've never talked about it.
All right.
Well, that happened. You told me about that, though, didn't you? Didn't you mention that to me like 3 years ago? Didn't that happen?
That's the first time. This is the second time it's happened.
Multiple times.
Yes. Multiple job offers?
The first time wasn't a morning show. This past one was a morning show.
Really? Yeah. Really? Would you have to play music?
No.
No, all talk?
Yeah.
All talk?
Wow.
It would have been great.
Really? Yeah. Well, why didn't you do that when Chad was up for his contract renewal?
Well, look, to be fair to Chad and be fair to the NDA I signed, I can't really talk about it.
Oh, non-disclosure
agreement.
North Dakota.
Yeah.
It's not a major market.
Well, yeah, not
one of the
not
a big major cities
but
in North Dakota.
For me, when I remember even like...
Nora Dunn.
When I was entertaining that option, the option was never to leave the show. It was built into the conversation that I could actually still do this show.
Oh, okay. This show?
Yes.
Well, let me tell you something. Having done that, having not only gotten the job offer, but taken a job offer and done the radio show and the podcast, very bad move.
Yeah, you'd be in a parking lot eating ice cream cones.
To be honest with you. Really? That's the time. That is the time when you take your heart and soul. As much as I love doing you, we can pull it off without you. And what you would do is not the business side. I just need you for that side. So I'd be to be honest with you. If you want to double dip on that end, you can do the radio show and do that. But then I don't need any more phone checking.
He could do a walk on.
Yeah.
Occasionally.
Yeah. But I listen here. Getting back to the original point is, I listen to guys like this, and I listen to radio, and who knows what the circumstances are. There are a myriad of circumstances, but at the same time, I sometimes listen to it and I feel like it's a dinosaur. It's like not. It's.
Are you kidding? Sometimes, all the time.
I mean, I feel like the whole radio thing is. I want even a show that I enjoy, and I do enjoy listening to our good friends, the Junkies.
Sure,
but I would like it concentrated. I would love
you're
to.
You're spoiled now.
I would love you're
to.
Spoiled.
I
you're
would
spoiled.
Like to listen to 40 minutes of the Junkies.
We are spoiled.
And
that's what it is.
I'd love to get that. That's the way I want my entertainment.
We are 100% spoiled because we're able to make this leap from terrestrial to.
Right.
To be fair, we still are on the radio in some capacity. So I would say.
Well, Bob, if you're out there getting your other radio partner job offers for morning gigs, save some for Dad now too.
Well, okay,
to be honest with you,
because
I'd like to just say no.
I'm not getting.
I'd
gigs.
Like to say
I'm not getting anything. They're offered to us. They come to us.
I'm so glad you're so scary talented. But they're offering you gigs. The former midday host at WJFK, where, oh, by the way, I did afternoon drive for 15 years, is getting scary morning drive offers all the time. Where no one's ringing my door. That's fine. I am so thrilled for your level of talent. Which, by the way, we have no corroboration or because there's a non-disclosure agreement. That's how I challenge him too. If you really put up or shut up, tell me. You didn't take the gig, right? And he's under contract
Mike,
for 5 years,
Mike, you just
years,
intimated
right?
to me that...
I heard you talking about it on the Big O and
Dukes
show.
Yeah, you just intimated...
I'd like to know, if there's a non-disclosure agreement, that would not be violated if you didn't take the job.
Well, that's
there's
a good
no
point.
Such thing as a non-disclosure. If there's no contract signed, there is no legal ramification that you can't talk about it. Don and I used to do it all the time when we made it up.
And now you guys are...
So... I wrote the book, pal. I've done them all. I've done all the same ones you're doing now, so I'm aware of that,
too.
What am I doing?
Tell me what I'm doing.
No, I don't believe it. I don't believe it. I don't believe it unless you tell me this was the offer, and then I would call the person that gave you the offer and said, did you really offer them a job? And if he said no, I'd say, okay. If he said yes, I said, well, that's good, and because it doesn't matter, because your radio partner, I love that I'm listening to the Big O Show now.
You should.
The radio partner signed a new radio gig.
Yes.
And then you guys allude to the fact that you would be on the radio in 5 years, which would tell your other Chad's employer that he's not going to be working for WJFK in 5 years.
I don't know those details.
Well, I mean, but that would be, you can't work for two different radio stations, at least not in any world that I know, you know. And
You could work, there are a lot of people that work on terrestrial and work on satellite radio.
Well, terrestrial and satellite radio, but that's not, you're talking about a radio offer, correct?
Absolutely.
Okay, so I'm just saying, if nobody signed a contract, and you're saying you and Chad.
It is not my place.
You and Chad were offered a gig. By, now, were you approached or was Chad approached or did they happen to get you both in a room and ring the phone at the same time? Who was approached first?
They approached us both.
They approached you both.
Yes. Simultaneously.
Simultaneously when you were what, living in the same room? Or,
No. These details really, it's not my place.
I love the details.
It's not my place to talk about it. I am not at liberty to talk about it here.
You're not at liberty to talk about it.
We couldn't talk about it on Big O and Dukes. We can't talk about it here.
Well, you talked about it on Big O and Dukes.
No, but we couldn't
talk. You alluded to it all over the place. You bragged about it on Big O and Dukes.
I just alluded to it now, but we didn't get into details.
You didn't get into details, and you signed a non-disclosure agreement.
Yes.
That you would not talk about it so that in 5 years you could take a morning job in a major market. Would it
Mike, the jealousy that is really all over you is embarrassing.
That is your pull. I think you are full of it. I think you're lying.
You can believe
it. And I would love you. I would love you to, if you are indeed, I would love to know. You don't have to mention the radio station. Mention the market. That's not in any way. So there's a chance. There's a chance to do that.
Not going to do that. That's in the United States. That's for sure.
No, I didn't ask if it was a state. I said which state.
Now, honestly, it's not my place to talk about.
What body of water is it closest to?
Whether Mike believes me or not, or if you believe me or not.
Wait a minute. But if you're keeping track at home, I am so jealous that I've chosen to bring it up on this show.
Yes.
If I was really, I'm just curious because I'm interested in the people that work for me continuing to work for me.
Yeah, Mike. So you got me for another solid 5 years.
Five. All right. Well, that I should point out to you as we go to break that 5 years is a long time.
It is.
You know what? That's kind of my call. Might have you here for another 6 hours.
Your choice.
All right. Very good.
5 year guarantee with him. I'd take a 5 year guarantee from my doctor any day.
Yes, that's true.
I'd take it.
East Coast or West Coast?
Won't talk about it.
Phoenix, Arizona.
Won't give you details.
Phoenix, Tim Virgin. All the same. Tim Virgin offered them a job. Is he a programmer
he's
anymore?
He's in Chicago. He's doing afternoons.
He's doing afternoons?
And he's, I think, Vice PD, something like that.
CK. No, it wouldn't be WJFK.
Mm, no.
He'd never hire any of us back. That's the way that goes.
Well, certainly not on air.
But I'm sorry I'm so scary jealous, you dick. God, jealous. More talent in my right nut than either one of you bastards. All right, here we go. We're going to take a break,
sure,
and we'll
right
come back
guy.
With news you may not need on the Mike O'Meara. I am jealous. That's why I was talking about somebody else getting a gig. Because of my jealousy. That's why I was talking about this. Not for any other reason. I'm just curious. It's my journalistic thing. I like
Mike,
to know what's going
material,
on.
If it was material or if it was important, I would have told you.
Like if it was real.
If it was something that was going to happen.
So it's not going to happen.
It's not going to happen.
Well, then why can't you talk about it?
There we go.
We'll take a break. Come back with news you may not need on the Mike O'Meara Show. You
hit it once. This week on the Mike O'Meara Bonus Show.
During his midlife crisis, my dad got really into tentacle porn.
Is that like where the octopus like fucks like nine people?
Oh,
the
octopus,
same
squid, it could be anything.
He answered that a little too quickly, didn't he?
I don't know anything about it.
It's foreign to me, but I would guess the octopus would really only be able to fuck eight people.
Eight people, that's right, because the eight arms.
You'd be amazed.
He used his big octopus.
I'd be amazed. More than that. Maybe eight arms, but more than one tentacle.
The Mike O'Meara Bonus Show.
Wow.
Because 5 hours a week just ain't enough.
Oh,
always available at michaelmaraschow.com.
It is a dirty little bonus hour this week, ladies and gentlemen.
Can I say one thing quickly?
Yes.
We were playing a game called Cards Against Humanity, which was not mentioned in that promo. My father has never had a midlife crisis. My father never had anything to do with tentacle porn. But if you just hear that promo, sounds like I'm talking about my dad.
Well,
I'm not.
The fact that we refer to him as Horny Bob Spiewak might be indicative of the fact that he might have a proclivity for
and
some activity that's a little unusual.
Don't forget his love of the sea.
Hearty.
But that's not the case.
All right. Welcome back to the Jealous Mike Show, brought to you by Vistaprint. Listen up, small business owners. You're going to want to hear this one. Right now at Vistaprint.com, you can get 500 business cards for just $9.99. When you enter the promo code TMOS at checkout, that's $9.99 for 500 business cards. This is the best deal out there. It's so easy to make great-looking cards. I've done it. We've all done it. You can pick from tons of industry-specific designs. Add your info. Mine says, listen, and you'll get it. That's it. Rob's got his right there.
Ah.
He's demonstrating it for you right now.
It'll put right on your forehead.
We've all made cards at Vistaprint, and they always turn out great. I hand out my TMOS cards all the time. Vistaprint also has everything from marketing materials like custom flyers and banners. I've always wanted to ask you this, and I'll ask you this while I'm in the studio. It says,
please.
Vistaprint also has everything from marketing materials.
Everything.
Oh, see, it's the parentheses that got me. Okay.
Okay.
Vistaprint has everything from marketing materials to custom apparel.
There you are. Sorry
you
about
go.
That.
Sorry. All of it is 100% guaranteed. If you're not happy, Vistaprint will make it right. 500 business cards on sale for just $9.99. There's never been a better time to professionally promote your business. Visit Vistaprint.com and use promo code TMOS to get this offer. Thank you very much. And now, without further ado, let us open up news you may not need. Hold on just a second. Let me do that. I get rattled when I'm called jealous. Such a son of a bitch.
News!
Cocky dick.
Boo.
All right, here we go. Outwardly, Ben Affleck and Jennifer Garner have never given us any real reason to believe that their marriage is in tatters.
Tatters?
But the tabloids just won't let it go. OK Magazine says they're already separated, and Ben's...
No, don't do the news like
Ben
this, please.
Crashing. It'll be on this afternoon on
the
Stan
clock.
And Haney show. He's crashing at Matt Damon's house. That's what they're saying. Their 10th anniversary is on June 29th, and a source says they're going to announce plans to divorce before then. So all the press dies down before he has to go out and promote Batman versus Superman. I don't know what is true,
man.
But I like Ben Affleck. I like Jennifer Garner. I like them as a couple, and that's why I put that story in the news.
I always am troubled by the fact that they call it OK Magazine. That would be like calling it Pretty Good.
You think it's really gonna? I think. Can I be honest with you? Watching him on shows like Bill Maher, watching his rave out against Bill Maher, I get the impression that he can be a bit headstrong, and I don't think he's as smart as he thinks he is.
I guarantee you, that's the case.
And I like her, but it's a Hollywood marriage. The potential
they have
is there.
Kids,
for,
yes, they have.
They have one or two.
They
got two kids, I think.
Yeah, I bet they stick it out. I mean, they might be in tatters, rats on the west
every
side.
Every time we hear a story like this, there's always an end game. Like, what's if he wants to get divorced before Batman comes out? Then.
Right.
He's got to do it soon.
Bruce Wayne, playing the field.
All right. 51-year-old Tatum O'Neal. A lot of people don't know Tatum O'Neal. I'm old enough to remember Tatum O'Neal when she won an Academy Award at 9 years old for a movie called Paper Moon.
Oscar would love that movie.
And then she was part...
Virginity movie, right?
No, it's a black and white movie. Made in the 70s. About a Bible salesman.
It is a... she was 9 years old. I think still the youngest girl to win an Oscar,
yeah,
I think.
Absolutely.
And then, of course, she was part of the Ryan O'Neal family, and that was in tatters and all sorts of controversy. Well, now she says, quote, for those of you that care... I like women. I definitely have been dating mostly women recently. Huh. I think women are the most amazing creatures on earth. They're gentle and also more intelligent than men. And Tatum refuses to label herself gay or straight. If I remember, I'm using my memory banks here. I think she was married to John McEnroe. Was she not?
Yes, for a long time.
Good pull.
Very
right.
Volatile marriage.
And
very
of course,
volatile
she
marriage.
Took her name from her first husband, Shaquille.
That's good. Thank you, Rob. About 2 weeks ago, Lindsay Lohan was ordered to finish 115 hours of community service by today, or the judge said she'd face consequences, which, let's be honest, would have probably amounted to more community service.
Yep.
But I digress. It seems like an impossible task, but ladies and gentlemen, I am here to tell you that Lindsay Lohan has successfully completed her community service.
I'm not buying it.
Her probation will officially be lifted at a hearing later on today. It'll be the first time she hasn't been on probation for one crime or another in 7 years.
Yeah. She should get 5 more years of probation for making the movie The Canyons.
Mm. The Canyons.
That's the one with where they're like...
Rofo's giving that a thumbs up. He likes it. You like the Canyons?
Yeah.
All right. Tracy Morgan. You haven't heard about him because I think he got some brain damage, unfortunately.
Right.
He settled his lawsuit against Walmart over the Jersey crash where he was in the limo. There is no word on how much Walmart paid out, but Tracy issued a statement saying, quote, "Walmart did right by me and my family and for my associates and their families. I am grateful that the case was resolved amicably." That meant they wrote him a big-ass check.
Did you see his lawyer on the Today Show?
No, I didn't.
He intimated that although money will never replace life, this is the only way they could make retribution on such a tragedy.
Oh, dear.
And they obviously did in spades.
Well, we'll see what happens. I know people would love to see him back on
stage.
He's going
to be on the... I have no plug here, but he's going to be on the Today Show for his first interview on Monday.
Oh,
so I'm curious. I'm
that.
Curious to see how he's doing.
Oh, that's good. Good for him. I wish him the very best. The driver of the Walmart truck that slammed into their limo van last June is facing several criminal charges. He has pleaded not guilty. So we'll have to wait and see what happens with that one. The last episode of The Late Show with David Letterman had 13.76 million viewers, meaning his farewell show outperformed every season finale on TV last week. Is that spin to make it sound better than it did?
Because it seems low.
It seems
does that
very
count?
Low to me.
When they do that now, Oscar, does that count DVR?
That doesn't count DVR.
You see, that's the deal now, is that if anything happens outside of primetime,
right.
I bet he has that many viewers additional that watched it the next day.
Says here, more people wanted to say goodbye to Dave than watch Rumor Willis win Dancing with the Stars.
Mm.
Or see Sawyer Fredericks be named The Voice.
He won. Sawyer won.
Sawyer Williams was named. Sawyer Fredericks was named.
Not
the
Forrest
Voice.
Sawyer.
Right.
Different guy.
Thank you very much.
Dayline.
And now a little something, something.
Yeah. No.
You're gonna like this. Everybody, just set your DVRs right now for this last story on News You May Not Need.
All right.
Even for the most dedicated of ice cream lovers, this sweet treat may prove a little hard to swallow. Unbelievably, a brand of ice cream cone is readily available in India, which is named after Hitler.
Oh, no.
Oh,
not
okay. It is difficult. Not okay. It is difficult to fathom what the Nazi leader may have in common with crunchy snacks. But
Mike, sometimes it's fun when you say a sentence that's never before been said on the radio.
Is it the cone or the ice cream? No, it's the ice cream.
It is. It is.
Hitler's name is splashed across boxes of the tasteless delicacy, which is hawked across the country. All right. So is it ice cream lovers? So it's the cone. They're Hitler cones.
Oh, Hitler cones, of course.
Unbelievably, a brand of ice cream cones. So
ice cream would be silly, Mike.
I see. In America, we think an ice cream cone, you think it's the whole package.
Yes.
But no,
Mike.
This is just a cone.
Yeah, of course. I mean, come on.
Didn't read the story thoroughly. I didn't, Stan. meanwhile, the cold eyes of the killer, and I saw pictures of it. And no, I don't think we can put that on our website.
No.
The cold eyes of the killer stare out at ice cream customers from the side of the packaging. In some instances, he appears in cartoon form. I saw this one.
Well, that makes him friendlier.
And he is in a swastika-shaped top hat.
Oh, let me see.
With
no.
a jaunty red bow tie.
Oh,
which is
no.
Somewhat at odds with his furious expression. I'm describing this as best I can. Other more sober packages depict him in full military regalia with almost photographic realism.
Mm. Oh,
looking very out of place next to ice cream. That's almost like it's Hitler
right.
in the regular outfit, and he's next to a big plate of ice cream.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Dish of ice cream. And he looks very out of place. All the boxes of cones have the notorious mustache on display. A lack, the reason you're wondering why is this happening in
right.
India, a lack of Holocaust education in India means that people on the subcontinent know little about the Nazi leader. And consequently, Hitler-themed pubs and restaurants are not viewed with outrage. Mm. There are are businesses with Hitler themes in India, where they're also enduring a tremendous, lethal 122 degree heat wave.
Yeah.
That's going on, too. On a related note, plans for a Rob Spiewak themed dollar store are still full speed ahead. We'll take a break. Good luck with that, Rob. I understand.
Where do you see my top at?
Look at Oscar. We all have to double dip. That's so, right. I mean, that's the way
hey,
it goes.
Hey, you know what? I'll take a nice double dip on a Hitler crown.
That's right. I am so jealous of your dollar store. We're going to take a break. Come back with more fun. The Audio Vault with Rob Spiewak right here on the Mike O'Meara Show.
It's Tony and Gary.
Hey there, boys and girls. I'm Tony Perkins.
Hi, I'm wearing Lotrimin.
And on this next episode of our show, okay, let me just say, I'm six letters in. M-A-S-T-U-R. So far, all Siri is giving me is master, which is not a word. Mastitis and Nasturiums. Master B. I put a B. Now the T.
The series at
Listen
least got some good
she
taste.
Won't look at I'm Masturbat. It can only be one word, and it's nothing. She refuses to give it to me. She.
Well.
Tony Perkins Show.
That is a fun show. Check out the Tony Perkins Show. I love it. And welcome back to our show. Want to tell you about a new sponsor of the Mike O'Meara Show known as HomeLight.
Yeah.
Buying and selling a house is probably the biggest decision you'll make in a lifetime. You need to do it armed with the best realtor to help you out. That's why you need HomeLight. Let me tell you about them. Let me tell you what they do. They have a technology that analyzes home sales data and client reviews to find the best agent for you based on actual past performance. Now, you can do that whether you're buying a home or selling your house. Mm. You need HomeLight. They have taken the guesswork out of finding the perfect realtor. I'm speaking to all of you. Everybody seems to know a mom or a dad or a brother or a cousin or an uncle. And they're like, well, I'll go with him. And we kind of don't put any thought into
it. You need to. You need to think about it.
HomeLight was founded by Stanford grads, backed by Google. Their agents are all top 5% producers, and they are proven to sell faster and for up to a 9% higher selling price. How do they know that? They actually get the data the same way they pick the realtor.
Wow.
By picking these people that have the numbers.
Performance.
Look, it's a numbers game.
Way, yeah.
I know you might want to hire mom or dad, or you might want to get your cousin or your sister, but this is a numbers game, and you don't want to mess around with the price of your house either direction. HomeLight is absolutely free for our listeners, and you get a $200 gift card when you buy or sell with a HomeLight agent. Visit HomeLight.com today. That's HomeLight.com. Click on the microphone in the right-hand corner and enter the promo code TMOS to contact your perfect agent through the HomeLight website, or call this number, 844-321-AGENT, and tell them that Mike sent you. That's HomeLight.com, the best way to find a real estate agent. And now, without further ado, oops, sorry about that.
Thank you.
And now I got, do I do it one more time?
No,
more
it's
time.
Open. It's open.
Okay, very good.
This I can is see it.
Thursday,
sure?
May
yeah,
28th,
he just jiggled the handle.
2015. Okay. Rob Spiewak, take it away.
Mike, yo-ho.
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 If I were to tell you, or just ask you, what's the premier sports station in America? It would be WFAN in New York, right?
Yeah, probably, yeah. Fan, mm-hmm. The fan up in New York, the original fan.
Mike Francesca is on that station. And, you know, you gave Oscar some, or is it Francesca?
Francesca,
I thought right. So. You gave Oscar some grief about surfing his phone while you were reading his spot earlier.
Yes, yes.
At least Oscar didn't do this. This is yesterday on Mike's show.
Used to work with a guy named the Mad Dog. We did a lot of Super Bowl broadcasts right across from those humps.
Yeah, loud, right. Fellas.
Oh God. Well, the one guy was Francesca would just sit there and be like, brr, and the other guy would be like, I really feel the Giants, if they can get a wide receiver in this particular time. It was horrible.
Well, Mike, actually, this Mike Francesca a couple years ago had a viral video where he fell asleep during an interview. This is almost as good when he's looking for some details on his iPhone.
I like him as a player. I really do.
Actual air check, not edited.
Let's see. I'm not getting the reds come up here.
I'm breathing.
Let me go the other way. Stats.
Oh, God. Does he know he's on the air?
Yes!
This is effing New York City.
Yeah.
The only thing that's on WFAN at that time.
Be fine.
What a pro. What a pro.
I'll get them in a minute. I can't find them right now.
I'll get it in a minute.
Thanks, Mike.
So there's that.
Wow. And meanwhile, I think the Mad Dog I've seen popping up on TV stations.
He passed away. It was rabies.
He's got his own channel on Sirius.
He's got his own. But he's also, I've seen him
on TV?
On television doing some analysis on TV.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, the guy's done very well.
Oscar, what is your opinion of the stuff going on with the FIFA and the bribery with the soccer?
I wanted to weigh in on this.
Yeah.
So it basically, soccer is the most lucrative sports in the world, right?
Right. Mm-hmm.
It's a multi
biggest contracts for the players,
multi-billion-dollar business, and FIFA regulates it, and it's a body of individuals that you would think a multi-billion-dollar business has got to be hundreds of people on this leadership channel, right?
Right.
So there's only a handful of people that make
sure
decisions.
Jealous of those guys
that make the decisions.
Right.
You know what's funny about your jealousy is that you could be on the radio at any point in your life. You just choose not to.
Right.
So back to FIFA.
Right.
So
sorry.
FIFA.
Just picking at you. I'm sorry.
FIFA has been for years.
Right.
There's been allegations of just corruption, and I remember being in Acapulco with my family on vacation.
Right. I remember this. Yeah.
And I've said the story. There was this cartoon size, something out of a rap video, home right on the cusp of the Cove in Acapulco, but it's a private home. And I remember my dad asking, "Hey, whose home is that? That's got to be some right. You know, oil tycoons." And he said, "No, that's the representative for FIFA's home for Mexico."
Well, obviously, it was funded.
And
by
I said, "Oh,
funded
and
by bribes."
They said they're all corrupt.
Yeah. Correct me if I'm wrong, though. Documented as one of the most corrupt sports.
It's like the mob
in
yeah.
the world.
Yes,
I mean, there is when you're talking not necessarily about your Manchester Uniteds and your global powerhouses, but within European
the organization,
countries,
yeah.
the leagues. Are I mean
yes.
the guys are on the take. They yeah. are paid to throw games
and they
all the time.
The proof was in the pudding. They got discovered, and this is U.S. Attorney General Loretta Lynch talking
Loretta
about
Lynch?
Loretta Lynch.
Loretta Lynch. Was born. Thank you. Thank you for that. I appreciate that.
I'm sorry. That's the wrong tape. Here's Loretta Lynch.
They were expected to uphold the rules that keep soccer honest and to protect the integrity of the game. Instead, they corrupted the business of worldwide soccer to serve their interests and to enrich themselves.
And that's, you know, they got it.
And
will this change it?
This is what's at stake right now.
Okay.
You've got American companies that
yep.
have been implicated and alleged. Like Nike.
And is this because America is starting to get aboard the soccer train now?
No, it's because it's finances. So if you're going to change anything in any organization, you affect their money, right?
Right, yeah.
So
Follow the money,
if
Mike.
If you affect the money and you mess with the money, they mm-hmm. have to change. And the money that's going in there, for example, in Brazil, Nike got the rights to the World Cup in Brazil.
Right.
If they're implicated, that's an American company. That's hundreds of millions of dollars
mm-hmm.
that may or may not ever go to FIFA again
and
because it's an American company.
The seriousness with as popular as it is worldwide,
yeah.
the desire to gain
the games.
Continue to gain in popularity
yeah.
in the United States.
Oh, there's so much money at stake.
As yeah. much as we like to talk about our steroid scandals and all that, the integrity of sport in this country.
It's paramount now.
And if they have this black eye, it's going to make it tougher to get into this market.
Yeah.
I don't know if it's going to do all that much damage here,
internationally.
Internationally,
I think,
I don't think it's.
I think bribery.
They expect it. They
I
know
talked
it,
to my,
right?
My father briefly yesterday. He said, you know, he actually mentioned that boat ride we were on
right.
in Mexico. He said, "Remember that home?" I said, "Yeah." I thought the guy was just saying everybody's corrupt. But this home was one of these homes that you would see Tony Stark owning.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And you're like, okay, so that guy's a politician and he owns that home?
Yeah. Yeah, it's total corruption. It's total
yeah.
corruption.
Well,
look the other way when they're, yeah. you know, when the money is just changing hands rapidly and whoever, you know, you want your team to win, know the guy that has the most money.
I don't know that the defense that the FIFA is mounting is going to take. They said that they took the bribe without using their hands.
And
so
the problem is this. It's at the top of the food chain, right? The top of the food chain says... the games
aren't being alleged to be tampered with.
Okay.
But it's what's being alleged is that the rights for the television rights, the branding rights.
It's all a big scandal.
And
but
also,
I think that's how they're going to bounce, is right. Because if you're not tampering with the integrity of the game.
It's at the top of where does it stop?
If they can prove that the games aren't tampered with, then they've got a chance.
And then they can bounce the guys like that that are taking all the money. And I think it's a real headbutt for the sport.
This has been going on for decades, though.
Well, I know that the people of Brazil are prepared to get waxed. It's going to be tough.
Yeah, they're going to have to corner kick that one.
Now, Mike.
All sorts of soccer references here. Yes, right. Fantastic.
Let's close with another serious topic. I know we don't usually get serious on the Audio Vault, but if you go to Korea and you're looking for a toy for a child, one of the most popular toys right now is, it translates loosely to Korean fart doll.
Fantastic.
And I'd like to leave you today with the commercial for the Korean fart doll. I don't speak Korean, but this commercial speaks to me.
It's lovely.
Doesn't your son have a birthday coming up?
Yes, he does.
That's your Magic Audio Vault. Have a great Thursday,
Thank
everybody.
You very much. We appreciate that. Let's get out of here, buddy. Another show has come and gone. Be sure and join us again for more fun and more thrills at MikeOmeraShow.com. Hey, look, little Michael, it's your birthday present from Horny Bob's Meatwagon.
Oh, no.
If you want to correspond with the show, with a letter or package, send it to TMOS, Box 2796, Leesburg, Virginia, 20177. To get your message or birthday request into the Wednesday mailbag, email Rob with two Bs at MikeOmeraShow.com. The Mike O'Mara Show relies on your word of mouth. Tell a friend or family member about TMOS and make sure they get it, too. For Rob Spiewak and Oscar Santana, Mike O'Mara inviting you to join us again for another episode of the Mike O'Mara Show. Bye-bye, everybody.
Bye-bye.
Ciao, ciao.
Wait, don't go. I need to tell you that MikeOmeraShow.com/Amazon is perfect for all your online shopping needs. Shop the best way. Shop Amazon. And please go through our website, always open at MikeOmeraShow.com/Amazon.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.